Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And this is the second time I'm recording the intro because I fucked it up the first time. Steve, Derek, what's up?
How you doing? Like you, Tom, we also forget. What podcast are we on? What webinar are we on? What text group are you in?
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's so easy actually to trip yourself up and reply to one group text really when you wanted to reply to another group text. And sometimes, obviously, we shoot ourselves in the foot.
You ever sent a text thinking it was to one group and it was to another group or person, and you said something like, what the fuck was he thinking? And then you're like, oh shit, I sent it to him. Anyway. Yeah. Well, yeah. Steve, actually, on that note, this has nothing to do with the topic today, but I thought we would kick this off, now that I'm thinking of it, with a laugh today. You had an experience many years ago where there was a guy who was in the truck with Mike and you were on speakerphone. Is that a story we can tell right now? Oh, Steve's face right now. I wish you could all see it.
We're talking about situational awareness. In other words, to be in a particular situation that you are aware of all things around you. And I had an ex-employee, he actually bought my company from me, who just doesn't have that great of an awareness. So anyway, we put a brand new guy with him. And so I called later that afternoon. We had him scheduled to come in one day, but whatever. I called him to find out how the new guy was doing. And I like call him up. Mike answers on speakerphone on his truck. Hello. I'm like, hey, Mike, did Bob show up? You know, like Bob. Yeah, Bob, who's Bob? Bob's coming. Yeah, it's a new guy, you know, the fat guy, you know. And he goes, I don't know about that. I'm like, Mike, is Bob sitting right next to you? And he goes, yes. I'm like, Bob, this is Steve. I fucked up. Okay. I didn't know you were in the truck and I didn't mean to call you fat, but welcome to our team.
Cut some weight, buddy. There you go.
I had to. You talk about being a leader. Now, this is when you pull your guy aside and say, Mike, you got to understand, when I call and you put me on speakerphone, you got to tell me who else is hearing me so I don't do this shit again. Okay? You got to help me out. So now what he has, he goes, hello, Steve, Mike, George, Ringo, Paul, and so-and-so. They're in the truck with me. Yeah. And I'm like, good.
So by the way, real quick, you're probably hearing static noises the last few episodes when Steve's talking now and then. Steve has a new laptop on the way and he'll get it next week. So hopefully this will stop. So anyway, none of us could figure out what it is. And it's just easier to go buy a new one than troubleshoot it, really. So anyway, so I had to have a difficult conversation with somebody last week and I called him up. And before I went into that, I actually thought of this thing with you, Steve. I was like, I wonder if anyone's in the room because I could tell he was on speakerphone, but I didn't want to say, hey, are you alone where we could talk right now in case someone was in the room? So I actually texted him while we were talking going, are you alone? Because I got to talk about some shit. You're not going to want anyone else to hear. And he was like, yeah, I'm good. Let's do it. So anyway, I sent a text. That's how, because I didn't want to make him uncomfortable if somebody else was in the room. Because we were actually going to talk about that somebody else. So, anyway,
to y'all's point, ever since Steve, you've told that story. Now I always, the company, anybody, it's like we always say, it's like I'm on your own speakerphone. It's just like, hey, you're on speakerphone, like constantly. And we had a contractor in the house yesterday, or last night, he was going through the punch list, final stuff. And he called the project manager and he had to go through some stuff. He was on speakerphone. Nothing happened. But I'm literally going, he really should tell Bill that he's on speakerphone, because what if Bill says something about Derek or Aaron being a pain in the ass because of this punch list? You know, I'm going, this could be bad. I was sitting there, but nothing happened. And I was like, man, you should just say that every time, always.
But actually, the good lesson here is that when your people need to learn a lesson, you need to step up and teach them that lesson as gracefully as you can. So, you know, this is all part of it. I was having dinner probably with 8 other people in Nash, Vegas at our event. And we were going around, they were asking me questions. And one guy raised his hand. I said, okay, yeah, go ahead. What do you got? He goes, Steve. And he points to his nose. He goes, you got a boogie hanging. And I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. And like, this was right in front of everybody. And which, how many people would say that? And I stopped and I said, I want to thank you for saying that, because this is something that nobody will tell you, but nobody wants to be that person walking around with a piece of toilet paper stuck to their shoe, right? They would appreciate someone stopping and go, hey, you got a boogie hanging. So
yeah,
it takes courage, but those are the tough little lessons that go a long way.
I actually walked through a whole airport with a 3-foot piece of toilet paper hanging out of my jeans one day. That's a story for a different time. Well, actually, I'll tell it quickly. So I was in Dallas. I think it was Dallas. And I was flying to your house, Steve. I think literally I was going to your place and for one of our events. And I'm walking through the airport. I went to the bathroom, you know, and then I walking through the airport. And as I'm walking, I noticed like everybody is just turning and looking at me and smiling. And I swear to God, like here's my narcissism, I guess it is, right? I'm like, I'm so fucking cool. Everybody just sees me coming and they're like, this guy's cool. He's handsome. He's got a cool strut. I mean, all this is going through my head. Like I'm the man, dude. I get all the way. I mean, I'm talking 20 minutes. I'm walking to the other end of the airport to get to my gate. That's at the very end of this terminal. And I sit down. And as I sit down in this chair, I catch something out of the corner of my eye that kind of drifts between my legs. And as I'm sitting, the toilet paper lands like it's an elephant trunk or my schlong, right? Just coming off on the chair. Like, I wish it was that long. Anyway. And so I sat down and dude, it was like one of those movies where everything in your life just flashed before your eyes. So the last 20 minutes, I'm picturing like this group of girls looking at me and they're laughing, sitting at this bar. And I'm like pointing them and going, hey, what's up? You know, and all this other shit and thinking I'm all cool. And it's flashing through my eyes going, I just walked from one end of the airport to the other with this hanging out of my fucking jeans. And I turned around because my back was still to everybody. And I turn around and I go, I lifted it up. I go, found it. And the whole place just erupts in laughter. So anyway, that's not even our topic today. All right. So I sent a message.
You mean really stuck toilet paper to your jeans is not our topic? I'm shocked.
No. So I sent a quote by Jim Rohn to you guys this morning. Steve, you replied saying, yeah, let's tie that into the Morning Mojo message you sent to the team this morning. So I'm going to read the Jim Rohn quote. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom, says Jim Rohn. And then to tie that into what sent on Morning Mojo, I said, what are you trying to grow in? A skill, a character trait? Many say they want to grow in an area, but they're lying to themselves. The BS meter is how you spend your time, your energy, and your attention. What evidence are you leaving behind each day that proves you're serious about growth in that area? Many people like the idea of something until it's time to put the work in. What's that old quote? Everyone wants to be a lion until it's time to do lion shit, like hunt and kill. So we like the idea of growing our mental toughness. We like the idea of getting healthier. We like the idea of building stronger relationships or a business or making more money. But telling yourself you want something, but not taking daily action is more exhausting than going all in on what you say you want. What the hell are you showing me, Steve? You're distracting me. I'm trying to read. If you're not all in, you're better off tapping out until you are. So that was kind of the set the stage for the topic. What the hell were you just showing us on the screen?
This is an app I have. I track how many calories I bring into my body and how many calories I expend.
Here's mine right there.
I belong to I call it a fat man's group, a bunch of us that Derek actually started. And I have posted. Derek, do you know how many days in a row I've posted? I've tracked my calories and posted my numbers.
370-something.
Yeah, so just about, it's over 400 because I started this actually before that. But since exactly 11 months ago on my birthday, I was 231 and now I'm 195. So basically in 10 months, I lost about 36 pounds, something like that. And from doing exactly what Tom's talking about, it's the little fucking thing, the everyday. And in this group, Derek, how many people have posted 400 days in a row?
You.
300 days in a row, 200 days, 100 days. How many people in that group have posted 10 days in a row? No one.
I've posted next to you. I've posted the most, but it's not as many as you posted.
Yeah. So the point is, the guy who lost the most did the mundane shit and didn't miss a fucking day. And that's exactly the point Tom's talking about. I apologize, Derek, to have to bring it up in front of you, but goddamn it, as soon as he speaks, I'm like, what am I doing every goddamn day to get where I want to be? Literally not talking about it, but fucking doing it.
Yeah. So this morning mojo came from what I shared yesterday a little bit on our call, our team call, where I said one of the things that I'm personally working on is being a happier person. Okay. I have a beautiful life. I have an amazing woman. I've got a great family. I make great money. I have great partners. I have great business. I'm healthy. I have all my limbs. You know, there's so many things. You would think like I'm just walking around on cloud nine, but I have this hard driving personality, alpha type, got to conquer the next hill, this and that, I'm just setting this up for our conversation here for those listening. I don't enjoy the moments. Okay. And it's funny. What do I always say, guys? I always say, win the moments. I go win the moments, but I don't go enjoy the moments, which is kind of funny. And to me, winning the moments is the decision I need to make in this moment that's going to get me closer to the goal. That I'm so fucking goal-oriented that I don't enjoy the journey. And so that's literally something I'm working on right now. And so some of the actions that I'm taking, number one is I'm only consuming and reading stuff. What's that Eckhart Tolle book or whatever his name is, The Power of Now. I'm reading that. Like going, how do I enjoy the fucking moment? I'm Chris Dwyer, AKA Yoda, one of our coaches in the group, mindset coach and this and that. He's got his 17 second rule, where if you just close your eyes for 17 seconds and put yourself in a state, do that once a day, you will move closer. So what this morning when I did it, I just took literally, it sounds ridiculous. We did a whole call on it the other day, Chris and I did, but you take 17 seconds. I just closed my eyes and I pictured myself being happy and smiling. And how that felt, and this and that, just for 17 seconds. Because if you told me 5 minutes, it'd be too overwhelming. If you told me an hour, it'd be too overwhelming. That's Chris's thing, is just be consistent 17 seconds a day. So when you look, and then how I start my day, I recently switched from, I have my journal and I do all this shit and affirmations. What I had gotten away from a few months ago, you guys, was I used to start my day by writing down 5 to 10 things a day I was grateful for. And I had changed that to just affirmations. Like, I'm a magnet for money and success. I'm a badass walking through the airport with toilet paper hanging out my pants, you know, whatever it is. All right. So what did I start doing? I started gratitude again.
Good.
Okay. And so those are three things right now that anyone can ask me right now. What are you working on in your character? What skill are you trying to develop? Whatever. I think every one of us should be able to answer that question. And those that are listening, if you can't answer that question, you need to wake up and have some fucking situational awareness about your life, your skills, and where you're going, because this shit's important. And that was the whole idea of this post, is I like the idea of being a happier person and being in the moment, but am I willing to do the fucking work like Steve was talking about, tracking his calories and shit?
I'm glad you mentioned the gratefulness, because that gratitude is, it's so unbelievably important. And it just, that's how I start every morning. As soon as I wake up, I just go there, because we all know as soon as you wake up, you're just replaying all the other shit that's going on in your life. Need to do all those things. And just starting that, I've probably been doing it for about a year now. And it's so powerful. I mean, consistently for a year. I've been doing it off and on, but that is, it's so unbelievably important. And I do want to ask you one question, Tom. So when you say you want to be more happy, are you really not happy doing the things you're doing while you're doing them? Because see, I look at that as like, totally blow over asking you the question, is I found that I was like I'm trying to feel this moment, like am I really supposed to like be living in it, looking down on it? That never really happened for me. When I'm really doing my work, I just enjoy the shit out of it. And I may not always have the best attitude while I'm in it sometimes, but I do enjoy the shit out of it. Yesterday, I literally just took a moment because I haven't done it in years because I've been removed from the field just in our garden center. I literally took some pruners and went out and was just cleaning up some of the plants and just hanging out in the dirt. And it was just like, man, I haven't done this. And I don't know when. And do I want to go back to that daily? No. But I just see as I'm really, I always have resting bitch face. It's that's for sure. But where some people don't think I'm happy, but I am because I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll get really real here in front of a few hundred thousand people now. Thanks.
Yeah. Sorry about that question, Park.
It's all good, man. I feel, and as long as I can remember, let me go back. As long as I can remember being like an adult that had a family, I guess that's where I can trace this back to, that I have walked around with this pressure that I have to get shit right. Like I don't have the luxury of not checking a box today. I don't have the luxury of a marketing funnel not working. I don't have the luxury of not pulling off a kick-ass event. Because everything's on my back. I'm carrying everybody is how I've always felt. I have my family, my extended family. I have a team that relies on me and all this other stuff. So I, just to be as honest as I can, I feel like I don't enjoy the journey and what I'm doing because I need to get it right. It's not a fear of failure. It's more of a, because I fail all the time, which is really weird. And I think also, you know, I had a bankruptcy late in life, you know, that knocked away some momentum and all that other stuff. And so I feel like I, every day fucking counts more than ever now, if I'm just talking financially,
sure,
you know, and things like that. So these are the things that roll around in my head is if we accomplish something like our, okay, last year, we're gearing up for Mile High again this year, right? In Denver, our goal was, you know, X amount of people in the room and all this other stuff. And once I knew we hit the goal, which we did like 2 months before we sold out like that, then the pressure, I didn't even enjoy it. I mean, I think I was in Dallas and I was like, I said to Lee, I'm like, wow, look at all the tickets we're selling here in the 11th hour. And we kind of high-fived and that was my celebration. You know what I mean? And then I moved on to, we can't fuck up the content now. So I'm always going to that. What's the next win? What's the next win? And I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying, so it's good in a way where I don't get satisfied with what I accomplished, which is why I think I keep growing, but I've done a piss poor job of actually enjoying the day to day.
He explained it with the pressure. That makes sense to me.
So
I get that.
Yeah. Like a lot of us, I have not just my immediate family, not the people that work here in the fight, but I have extended family that count on me for support, you know, because of shit that's happened in their life. And there's, you know, and then there's, I'm not even going to beat it up, but you guys know you know what I'm talking about. There's always something.
Oh, so, always.
Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Always.
Steve, the Grand Wizard, is being really quiet right now. He's taking it all in. He's about to drop some fucking, you know, ancient Chinese wisdom on it.
Well, you know, you guys know my journey. The people listening don't know my journey.
Right.
I actually, this Chris Oda, I hired him a couple of years ago and bought a 20-hour package to teach me mindfulness. I mean, when you said that in our meeting yesterday, Tom, about you don't enjoy the moment, you try to be happier. I thought, and I was going to say this, but I was embarrassed. But I'm like, that's my full-time job right now, to find happiness every single day. And you know what? It's fucking harder than building those companies. See, when you build a company, you can stay busy. And Tom, what you just said, you just outlined 40 years of my life. Mm-hmm. I purposefully stayed busy over there. So I didn't have to think about over here, like what's really fucking enjoyable in the moment. I was just always knocking out one trophy, winning the next trophy my entire fucking life. And to lead it back to what something Derek says, I just enjoy work. And Derek might, but a lot of us are workaholics and we hide behind our workaholism in that business because it makes it so we don't have to deal with real fucking issues. So everybody who has, let me back up. Just sometimes we want to keep ourselves busy in a manner so we don't have to address certain situations.
Address our own shit. That's right.
And now, since I'm in retirement, I don't have all those other things to keep me busy. So now I have to address what is really fucking happiness. And we don't have a podcast long enough to explain all this shit. But I just read and I put in our group, Untethered Soul. But because that's all about the inner roommate in your head. But let me tell you what I know about happiness, because I learned a lot of shit in the last couple of years about this, Tom. The way, there is no mountaintop with happiness up there and you go find it and you grab that trophy and go, I'm happy now. That's not, there's no way to happiness. What you got to do is figure out every fucking day, enjoy that day. Find the win in the moment. For instance, one of the best parts of my week is right here, right now with you guys. You understand? Think about how much we've already laughed. How much have you two both laughed? We haven't laughed that much since we met a week ago. Probably. I mean, this is so joyful to me. And so I find this moment, I know what I'm going to see my two sons tonight. I got another hookup with the battleground people. Those are moments I'm going to fucking appreciate in the moment. And if I can stack, Tom talks about stacking the small. Mm-hmm. Every day you stack a win, like I'm happy. I love this. I'm doing this on purpose. And you string enough of those together, then you become happy. See, happiness is not, you know, there's no way to happiness, but happiness is the way. You just got to really focus every fucking day to enjoy what you got. You guys got amazing fucking lives. So do I. But we all just move so goddamn fast. We don't get to go, wow, this is a great moment.
So that's because you guys don't live in the South. That's, you just move too fast. We're just on an island type.
Yeah, Yoda was here watching the Super Bowl the other night, and we're shooting pool, and I said to him, I said, I don't even know what it would look like to take 3, 4, 5, 7 days in a row and just leave. Just not be available, where the team can't find me, the company can't find me. I don't care how many days, like it just, which is funny because I can leave. This is the thing. I can leave. We have an amazing team. You know what I mean? The only thing that wouldn't get done that week is me recording content, which can be pre-recorded. Okay. So like when I sit back and I go, I'm really not needed in all the every second. And he's like, so then why don't you? And I'm like,
okay, Yoda.
Yeah. He's like, I think that's a great idea. I think you should just disappear and go find a cabin for a couple of days and be with you. And I'm like, that's fucking terrifying.
He's
stuck with me in a cabin for 2 days. Anyway, but it's my own choice. It's my own choice. And I love how this started out with the bullshit of, you know, doing the shit. Now we're coaching Tom. Appreciate that, guys. And Tom's owning his shit even longer now. But like, I have mastered this stuff with business and growing the fight and all this other stuff, the stack and the wins, Steve, you're talking about all this other stuff. But I now it's time to do it at a deeper level for me as a human being. That's where I'm at right now. And so it's not like I walk around, you know, I walk around intense. I was going to say, it's not like I walk around grumpy. I'm not grumpy usually. I'm just intense. Like I'm like, cause I get fired up. I love when somebody texts us and says, because of you guys, I was finally able to pay off a debt, or I, you know, because of what I've learned in the sales training and how to communicate with people, my marriage is better. And you, how many times a year do we hear that shit? You know what I'm saying? So those are the moments that I actually live for, and I'm super proud of what we're doing. So, and I think that's, I'm like, man, there's how many millions of fucking people out there that need what we're doing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's game time. It's not about me. It's about the impact that we have. And these are all the stories I tell myself. I'm just saying, like, where I'm going, I don't have time for me to be happy and enjoy the moment right now because we got fucking people to help. I got people to coach up. I got this to do and blah, blah, blah. So I'm a fucking batshit crazy psycho is what really we're learning.
I can't be happy. I got to coach people to be happy. I don't have time to coach.
I ain't coaching you to be fucking happy. I'm coaching you to win.
So when you know, I hope everybody's listening to this, because what if you build yourself to be the apex of your organization to which you can never, you know, extricate yourself from, you'll be a slave to your business. Now, what Tom is suffering from, and here's coaching right on the spot, Tom has not actually done that, like in reality, but Tom has done that in his head. Mm-hmm. Like he thinks if he goes away, you know, like he knows he can pre-record, he knows he can post-record. Hell, he knows he can record on vacation and just hit send. Mm-hmm. But in his head, he's put himself at the apex of this organization. And I'll just throw out just weirdness right here. Tom, as you know, and Derek, as you know, I've been the 800-pound gorilla my entire life in every fucking business I've ever started. Now my transition is to be a coach, mm-hmm. a contributing member of a team. I am no longer, Tom's the apex. He's the alpha male in the group right now. I'm not. And that transition to step down and accept the new role, which requires a shit ton of shutting your mouth and humility, this is one of the things I'm teaching myself to be happy with. In other words, Tom has my old role. I'm just being honest of everything I've ever done. And now I got to be cool with someone else in that role. And it's fucking liberating. And when I hear you talk, Tom, about your struggle about going away for 7 days and all that, I'm like, oh my God, that was me for 40 years. That was me. But now I'm on the other side of that. So I know this is kind of a fucked up podcast, but we're talking about an extremely real situation that all of us in our heads play with. And if you're not playing with it right now because you're so goddamn busy building your machine, you will one day.
At one point, Steve, you're the 760-ish pound gorilla now.
Yeah, he has cut some weight. So
yeah.
That's... yeah, I'm 40 pounds lighter. I love that. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a little bit different than you guys, but I really do enjoy the shit out of what I do. I do. And when how I know that is when someone starts telling me what to do in my company and I realize that I don't like it. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. This is okay. There's the difference, because for the last 25 years, there's been struggles, but I've enjoyed the shit. Even when I was broke, I still enjoyed it. But it just goes back to, like, I hate 3-day weekends because I really like to work. Like, I don't like to be off. I struggle horribly with it. But the one of the quotes that I like that ties into this is, you're not going to find vacation on vacation. You have to take vacation with you. And I think about that so often. Just because you get to the place doesn't mean you're going to be happy.
Right.
You better be happy before you get there. Because I can't tell you how many times that Aaron and I have gone on vacation. We almost didn't come back together. It's like, how did that happen? So you have to take vacation with you.
So Derek, you're when you retire and you don't have work and that thing that makes you happy, now all you got left is you in the mirror.
I'm not retiring. No, sir. I will not retire. I won't. I was just driving yesterday and I was like, fuck, I feel like I'm retired because I'm doing exactly what I want to do every day.
Isn't it the shark that if it stops swimming, it dies?
Yeah, I would die. I can attest to that.
Like,
for seasons, as you guys know, seasonal business, now we're not. And I have this to keep me busy as well. Winters were the worst. When I just cut grass years and years ago, oh my God. It was just horrible. And I'd go try to work somewhere that sucked. And I always felt my integrity was in place. And I didn't want to lie to the person and just say, I'm only going to work here for a month or two. So I just didn't feel right about taking on a job because I knew I was going to go back to cutting grass. I hated it. And I don't like winters in general. Like, I just don't. I don't care for the weather. I prefer sunshine and, you know, the beach. But I would never retire. I have no interest. Zero. I don't know. I really don't know what I would do. Because I don't like, I'm doing what I'd like to do. It's creating and being around people and supporting people and being with the culture. Erin even asked me the other day, because every Thursday I get with the team and we wrap up the week and we have a couple of beers. She said, are you always going to do it? Okay, let me back up. Erin and I decided once a week, I get a day to go out, do whatever I want to do. She gets a day. Mine's Thursdays and hers is Fridays. So I chose to do it as an end of the week wrap up with my team. And then after that, we may go and have beers afterwards and go somewhere and just have fun. She's like, is that all you're going to do? It's like, I hesitated and I was like, yeah. Why? Why do I need to separate my friends in business from my, like, go find other friends that are not in business? Do I have to do that? It's like, no, I've built a culture that I enjoy and love everybody that I work with. It's my family. Why would I do it any differently?
I just want to bring up a dilemma where we're having this one-sided discussion, and it looks like this. You're hearing two guys that don't want to stop working for a whole plethora of reasons, and I don't disagree with any of them. But the big difference is those two guys you're hearing right now, they can stop. Like, financially, they can stop.
Yeah.
Who we're talking to is most people cannot stop financially.
Yeah.
So whether you enjoy our discussion or not, think about this one point. Don't you at least want to get to the point one day where you have a choice?
Yep.
And they have a choice, which makes the problem, the question, you know, we can all pontificate on it. But if you don't even have a choice, there is no question to which you can pontificate upon.
Well, that was a big word used more than once. Shit. Gotta look that up, man.
I'm gonna have to rewind that.
I even threw an extricate yourself in there.
I'd be more impressed if you could spell both those words, but I'm not gonna make you do that. So anyway. Yeah. But you know,
remember which two I used.
Something, Derek, you said you used the word culture, and when you said it, a light bulb went off for me. Here's what it is with me. It's not that I don't feel I could take a day off from doing the tasks and the activities. It's I don't feel I can ever walk away and not have influence over the company culturally, if that makes sense. That's, yeah. I think, that's really what it is. Because as far as tasks go in this company, I record shit like this, do some content, put together some curriculum here and there. But other than that, everything else is taken care of by our amazing team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty cool. But for me, it's that pressure of never letting the vision of what I see in my head for the fight to take a day off. Having that influence, if that makes sense. So,
and that's just how your head works. Because Tom, we've known each other for years now, and we've had millions of conversations, and it goes outside of work. And your brain is always creating. You're always seeing a vision in a picture. And I think what's amazing now is the team that's around you. We're all in line with your vision. So it makes it that much cooler. But you're always thinking outside of the box on things. You always have ideas, and that's just how your head works. And if you weren't around, you're still going to have those ideas. And if you didn't have people around you to facilitate and just pontificate those ideas, you would go crazy.
Well, it's fucking exhausting being in my head, I'll tell you that. So,
well, that's you need to read that book. That's that inner roommate, man. And I want to say one more thing, and through that culture thing, we have hired our videographer, our social media manager now. She's now coming on full time. And my goal with this is to just, she is going to, as you see, just with my company, you're going to see exactly who we are. It's going to be, we're even going to do like a segment. It's going to be Jamie and Austin in the truck. Like, I want people to see that, because my whole goal with this is two parts. One part is I want customers to hire us because they like us. The products are simple. Look at our pictures, look at our ponds, but I want them to hire us because they want us, because we're just a little bit weird. And then also I want to attract more weird people just like us, so that my team and my culture grows, because there's going to be some people that's going to come in, especially how thick it is right now, and there's like a personality type of our culture going on, that they're going to find out whether they want to be around those people or not. And it's they're going to vet themselves out, going, I don't want to hang out with those kind of tattooed, kind of weird people using big words and shit. It's a very odd, my team, their image does not match their knowledge. And it's wild. I have like really smart, intellectual, fun, quirky, tattooed people that work for me.
It was like Wayne's World when they meet Alice Cooper and he starts going all this history of Milwaukee and how the Native Americans first pronounced the word and stuff. They're looking at
truly
like, what? Like, anyway.
Yeah. But on that, and that's why I enjoy it so much. It's so fun to go into work or just talk with my team. Like it's amazing.
You know, I think we could go on forever on this, but that's the other thing, like the going and hanging with your team. Our fight team is scattered around the country. So I'm here. I work from home in Fight HQ in the basement. It's the ultimate place for me to work. It's kick ass. I love it. But as far as teammates go, the only interaction I have is phone and video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I know it's like you sit, I remember those days, you know, sitting on the tailgate with the crew after busting your ass and getting something done. And you pop a fucking cold one that's been sitting on ice for the last 3 hours in the truck. You know what I mean? And you just sit there, you laugh for a few minutes, you unwind, you go home. Like that camaraderie, I think, is super important for people. In fact, what was it? Fucking 2017. Was it when we went to Asheville?
Yeah.
I think it was 2017. We went to Asheville because I texted you guys one night and I'm like, I'm on an island. We need to hang out.
Yeah.
And then you guys, Steve, you were like, well, let's go to Asheville or whatever, whichever one of you said that. And like a month or 3-4 weeks later, we were down there for a few days and, you know, just hung out. Right. So
it was a blast. I remember you running into that drum circle in the middle of the night with all those hippies and playing drums and bruising your hands. It's like, where is he going?
Remember that? Remember that guy tap dancing on the corner?
Oh, that was fantastic. I got a video of that somewhere.
Yeah. Cause Steve was like, oh, that's what he must be, a contractor. He's tap dancing.
Yep.
So anyway, lesson here today, guys. And this took a very different turn than I thought, but I'm good. I can handle it. How do you spend your time, your energy, and your attention? And, you know, you say you want something, but are you really full of shit or not? You know, does your action back it up? And so I'm going to say the fact that we talked about this here today, this is part of the action, right? It's, you can, you know, for being the happiness factor or whatever we want to call it, it can come down to, you know, writing in a journal and being grateful and, you know, 17 seconds, like I talked about earlier, reading a certain book, but also another thing is getting the shit out into the open with people you trust. That's an action. This is just a conversation that moved me closer to what I really want. And so I want to encourage people listening to this, like, this is why community is so important. You can't just read a fucking book by yourself in your room and never talk about it and never live it out. You know, you got to go apply the shit that you're learning. And yeah, that's it. I don't know.
Well, let me end with the big picture thing. We figured out a long time ago that the ultimate reason anybody starts a business is for freedom. And there's many forms of it. So whatever, but that's why we do what we do. Free to be our own boss, free to do what we want when we want, et cetera, et cetera. Everything we do at the battleground is for that one end. So one day you're like these two gentlemen, you have your business and your finances in such a place that you actually get to go be free. So I just say to you, build your machine so one day you have the choice to be as free as you want.
Love it. Love it. Appreciate you guys hanging out here today. Steve, Derek, good hanging. Give us a review. Always. Share this with another contractor. If you made it this far, God bless you. And this one. Steve mentioned the battleground. Check out. Just go to the website. See what we got going on there. thecontractorfight.com/battleground. Link will be in the show notes too. So you can just push the button. You don't have to do all the little typing with your big ass thumbs. And with that, we are out of here.